Welcome to the Stream Aid podcast, a behind-the-scenes look at how a small band of eager business people took on the mighty task of trying to do the right thing for the environment by doing what we all hoped our political and business leaders would do. In 2022, we'll be staging the world's first 24-hour live stream for small business in a day of entertainment, advice, encouragement, and participation to help us all find new and exciting ways to be greener, cleaner, and keener to save the planet. So I started my quest with this simple question. After 12 days of meetings between the world leaders at COP26, what do you think is going to happen? And for the next month, everybody I spoke to, I asked them that question. And these are some of the answers that I got.
I think there's going to be a lot more blah, blah, blah.
There will be a series of pledges that will be small enough and far away enough that they will either seem achievable or be the kind of thing that people will hope that we all forget.
So there's too many interested parties and too many obstacles to introducing the sort of inefficiencies that can fix the broken economic system. Clean energy and climate control can only be dealt with by a proper supply and demand change, and that means massive changes to corporate taxation.
I think the devastating events that have taken place over the last couple of years by those who are meant to protect us and protect the world have shown that we can't rely on governments and superpowers anymore, and that we have to take things into our own hands. Nothing's going to happen. I think things are going to stay the same unless we galvanise our local communities and support one another.
I don't think a lot of action will be taken, but I still don't think that the switch is happening quick enough. And I don't think that enough action is taken. And actually, I don't think organisations, I think, are incentivised or de-incentivised. So, for example, why wouldn't you bring in the need for carbon footprint standardisation across all brands, measure their carbon footprint, and then tax them based on the kilotons of CO2 that they produce? It would probably incentivise them in the right way.
To be brutally honest, I think very little will happen. I think we'll get a lot of talk, a lot of promises, and a lot of great-sounding soundbites. But I think any action that they promise will happen or they say will happen will slowly be swept under the carpet under a load of excuses such as COVID and the current economy.
What follows is a podcast about a forthcoming live stream event for small business to give back to the environment through an initiative called Stream Aid. If you or your business is interested in finding out more about the show, to participate, or just to listen and watch, please join the mailing list at www.streamaidlive.com. That's StreamAidLive.com. The outlook for any satisfactory result from the global gathering of the world's leaders at COP26 and anything worthwhile beyond that is incredibly long odds. I'm not a gambling man, but I don't fancy putting money on our leaders or the companies that have them in their pockets coming up with any solutions except more delays, placations, and just lip service. So what can I do? Me, a low carbon footprint small business owner, a husband with a small house, a 20-year-old car that does between 200 and 400 miles a year, a typical flexitarian attitude to food, a love of prepping, preserving and putting by for later, looking after animals, recycling and walking in nature. But it's never enough. And I know that I'm not the only one who feels like it. Hi, I'm Keith Smith and I'm also the host of B2B podcast Fuel, but unless you work in the advertising business, you've probably never heard of me. A couple of months ago, I was talking to my good friends David Bell and Nick Luby, who are fellow SME owners and who also have their own live stream show. We all thought it might be useful to do something because despite all the rhetoric we hear from our leaders in the UK and the USA, deep down, we know we can't rely on people with such a compromised agenda. It's like us peons know what's going on, but our leaders refuse to admit it. And the longer they refuse, the more dire the future is for younger generations. We need a North Star. We need a guiding light. I needed to talk to Craig Davies. Introduce yourself, Craig.
Hi, I'm Craig, ex-Coke and Mini, but I saw the light, moved on to Tesla and now Impossible Foods. Making changes for the future, right now, in our human energy ecosystem and how we power ourselves and machines. Key to handing over a planet to future generations. I'm happy to be of service.
Now, I trust Craig because he's got established bona fides when it comes to talking about the environment. And if anyone can advise three middle-aged white bread businessmen, it's Craig. And Craig knows a thing or two about the big picture.
Animal farming has been defined, also by McKinsey, as the single number one problem on our planet. And Einstein even said this, because Einstein was a vegetarian. The number one problem is that, and it has to do with transportation, emissions, biodiversity, and the most critical resources, water, air, and land. What is important to do is to never listen to a myriad of problems, because this is how big oil works. Big oil says, oh, there's so many things. We've got to concentrate on so many things, but we need energy. Well, of course we know we need energy, right? However, we have to know where that energy comes from, and it's certainly not oil. This is a tactic in order to baffle you with bullshit so that you don't focus on the real things.
And that's all well and good, but again, where do people like me, David and Nick, begin? We've all worked hard to build our businesses, but obviously we need to give people the tools to recalibrate their business and their lives in a painless way so that they feel empowered. We need an agenda, and we need a modern marketing expert, someone who knows about building a grassroots following. Here's Mei King Sang, a social media maven who makes a living by driving demand for digital events. Hi, Mei King.
Sorry about that.
Apart from having one of the most infectious laughs, what do you think we need to do in order to spread the word?
We need to just focus on the pre-event.
Yes.
And then worry about the big event next year and learn from that and see where we go from there, I suppose.
In all truthfulness, none of us have ever attempted anything like this before, and neither have we worked together before. So in military terms, we had less of an army and more of an unregulated militia. But we had heart and some business skills, so the first thing we needed to do was to define what we wanted to achieve. A few days earlier, I wrote a mission statement to try to crystallise our thinking.
What Keith's putting together is almost a, if we're doing a business plan, which is the way I see this, what you're writing is the executive summary.
Which was met with mixed feedback, but Nick had a very good point. Why are we doing this?
I kind of think if most activists will, and most politicians will, have a go at the people that aren't doing anything.
Right. Right.
The opposition will have a go at the politicians in power and blame them for everything. And the politicians, we know they're f***ing useless, right? Don't know exactly why they're useless, but nothing seems to change. Probably because it's money driving everything. And the green agenda means less money coming into people's pockets. And we're going to be talking to businesses about changes that they make. So I think that I did quite right that we tell, you know, set the scene by saying COP26 is coming. Don't expect much, because we've never had anything in the past, and then crack on with what we can do. From our point of view, sends a great impression, but to our audience's point of view, it might just give the reading just a load of angry business owners, which we are, right? Or just a load of activists that they're going to glue themselves to the M25, which we may or may not do, but it's about encouraging them to join the game, right? Join the mission, become part of it, become active.
We stumbled on the analogy of the Dunkirk small ships as an archetype. Lots of small businesses doing what the big ships can't or won't do. Maybe I should just look back through history and find out how they did the rallying cry for Dunkirk, what they actually used in order to try and get people to sacrifice their boats and everything to go across the channel.
Yeah. And I love the idea of 850 businesses, you know, the equivalent of the boat. I love that idea, you know, and, you know, it's a target that I think is very realistic, 850, getting 850 businesses involved. We're not asking them to put any money in. We're just asking them to support, follow and be part of the bigger picture. So it's not like we're trying to, it's not like we're selling our business idea to them and they've got to subscribe to a monthly sign up or anything like that. It's correct. Just click and follow and give us your opinions and your feedback and reach out. And almost like by joining it, you almost get the right to use the banner. It's good to be part of it. It's,
right.
We're showcasing, we're part of, you know, of something big. We're small, but we're all part of it, which makes it something big.
We need a short, punchy opening statement that gets business owners' attention without putting them off. And let's not forget, this is for small business owners, as David said.
So think about what they are doing in their office. Now, we all talk about, you know, some of the obvious things is LED light bulbs.
There you go.
And the fact is you can't buy traditional light bulbs. I don't know about in the US now, but in the UK, you can't buy traditional light bulbs unless someone's got some back stock, et cetera. So the old sort of tungsten and all that disappeared. LED light bulbs. I'm just thinking about things that can relate to business world as well. I don't get it wrong. We can talk about everything. That's the beauty of it. We're in control. So we talk about, you know, businesses when they go home, how they look after their own household and their own family, their, you know, their own, you know, surroundings. But what are you doing in your business environment? Do you we all recycle at home. Well, I'd say all, lots of people recycle at home because it's made quite easy in the UK to do that. They collect it from your doorstep. Depending on where you are, you might get glass collected or not. But you go to a business, it's not that easy to recycle because it has a cost to it because they don't come along and take all your recycling.
Right.
So I know people that will shred all their paper and then take the bags of paper home to put out with their domestic waste. But why isn't, in the business world, why don't councils and government collect recycled stuff from the doorstep of businesses? They don't. And if you want it, it costs you to do it.
And it needs to entertain and inform. So as May King quite rightly asked, who's coming up with all these ideas for small businesses to follow? Because we're just as lacking in the basic tools as most of our target audience.
Are we sort of matching speakers to talk about the response to the programme events?
That's an interesting angle.
Yeah, that could work, couldn't it? I mean, I think so. Again, it comes down to, can we find all the right people to say the right thing or come on and share their ideas and stuff like that? I think what we have to do is we look at how COP unfolds and we pick out maybe some of the bigger stories, the conversational pieces. Then this is where it's going to get busy. It's while that's all happening, we're going to have to find the people.
What we're trying to do is to get small businesses who aren't already, who need to know, basically, who want to find out about more about things. It's a learning curve for us all, but it's not impossible. In the next episode, join me, David Bell, Nick Luby, May King Tsang and Craig Davis as we discuss recruiting a new team member and how we're going to stage the world's first live streaming event for small businesses to learn together how we're going to get into the habit of saving the planet. What'd you say, Craig?
And I believe that the focusing is education, to get people to think about every single thing they do every day, flying, eating, you know, where they get their water from, how much plastic they use.
Yeah.
This is changing habits. Nothing will save us changing habits.
And we'd love you and your business to join us on our voyage. And if you're interested in finding out more about how your small ship can help rescue the planet for free, sign up at www.streamaidlive.com. And we look forward to working with you.